Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to another fantastic episode on this Saturday of the Buckeye Advisor, and that is me. I am Woody Bowling. I am also known as the Buckeye Advisor in many circles in this great Buckeye State, as well across the region and country, I would like to believe anyways. And joining me today for our mid-August, August 13th episode is Mr. Matt McClure. Matt, we missed you last week. Welcome back. Happy Saturday to you.
Thank you for having me back, Woody. And I know you and Sam had some fun last weekend. It's good to be back here on the show, though, on a great weekend in the state of Ohio.
I can't believe it's already August 13th. Mind-boggling. You know, we've talked the last few episodes about how quickly each one has gone by, and we get halfway through our list of things we want to talk about. And, you know, the summer is on a roll right now. So it is moving at a rapid pace. Before you know it, we're going to be complaining about the cold weather, at least here in Ohio. I don't know about in Atlanta, but I know you guys get a lot of ice and cool weather as well.
Oh, yes. And you know, God forbid one flake of snow fall, because then the entire city goes crazy. Nobody knows how to drive. It's not like up there where you guys kind of, you know, like the state's prepared. You got the snow trucks and the plows and all that. Here we've got like, you know, one guy and a shovel out on the interstate, basically, and it doesn't work out too well for us.
Oh, my God. It's an exciting time also for all the football fans out there. We're only about 3 weeks away from Ohio State playing Notre Dame in the opener. Very exciting. It's a gutsy call by both programs to play each other in game one. I love Marcus Freeman, the former Buckeye who's coaching Notre Dame, former assistant at University of Cincinnati under Mr. Luke Fickell. So I wish him a lot of wins at Notre Dame, except when they play the Buckeyes.
There you go. That's absolutely right. You know, when I used to live in New York for several years, I lived in New York for about 10 years. Actually, I lived in Queens, and I grew up, you know, in the Atlanta area in Georgia. And I was like, I would never root for the Mets and all this stuff. Cause you know, but then you live there and you're like, okay, I'm kind of getting the home team thing down. And I said, okay, as long as they're not playing the Braves, I can root for the Mets. So that's how I kind of am too about certain sports related things.
Yeah, I hear you. And the Mets destroyed the Reds this week in a 3-game series. The Reds were on a little bit of a roll. I'm a big Reds fan, unfortunately, but the Mets did really bring us back down to earth this week with a 3-game sweep. So, hey, that's the way it goes. That's the way the ball bounces. But let's get to the show, man. We've got a lot of good stuff for our listeners. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to our program. And, you know, we couldn't do this without you. And we love helping people. And that's our mission in life, is to help the listeners of the Buckeye Advisor Program.
Absolutely, Woody. And, you know, we're here to talk about all things planning for retirement and money and figuring it all out, because it can be a very confusing process when you start to try and think about the future. And do I have all my ducks in a row? Am I planning correctly? Do I have the correct investments, or do I need to switch things up? And so that's what we're here to talk about. We also talk about it on the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And of course, you can also give Woody a call, folks, 937-974-6201 for a free consultation. And Woody, tell folks what that's like. You know, you actually give a full retirement plan consultation to folks. This isn't just how much do you make? How much have you got in savings? Okay, well, that's it. It's much more in depth than that, right?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we take a holistic approach, and, you know, I love getting to know people, and that whole initial meeting is just really getting comfortable with people and them getting comfortable with me and getting to know each other. And, you know, really all the information that I gather in that first meeting is instrumental in me being able to take a holistic overall approach to not only their finances, but other areas that are pertinent to their finances, like health insurance, like Medicare. Maybe their 401k at work needs some fine tuning depending on their age and their level of risk that they're comfortable with. You know, things like long-term care that could eventually make a difference, you know, should they ever need that type of coverage. And then also, you can't forget about life insurance. You know, life insurance can create tax-free income down the road, and it can also do a lot of great things with a tax-free death benefit. I mean, let's face it, things happen every day. We're not promised tomorrow. And as much as I would like to believe I'm going to live to 100, I just saw one of our great veterans on the news the other day was celebrating his 105th birthday.
Nice.
But he is a rare bird these days. I mean, we just don't know. So that's part of the overall conversation. So once we have it all together and we have it all in one place, then I'm going to be able to do the research that's needed to come up with tactical money management recommendations, you know, so that when your account does better, I do better. You know, maybe some safe money strategies that are available. Maybe it's going to be some tax-free or some tax-deferred strategies with, you know, fixed indexed annuities. It might involve structured notes that we have available, which are a very unique and creative solution. There's so many things that when people understand after hearing me or having never heard me on the radio or the podcast before, they're really surprised at how much value a fiduciary advisor, especially one that's independent, can bring to their life and to their retirement planning. Because, you know, end of the day, I'm not an employee of any company. I'm not beholden to any absurd quotas by mutual fund companies that say, hey, your advisors on your team need to come up with a certain amount of assets for this mutual fund family. Doesn't happen. We're going to find solutions that are really, truly tailor-made. And we've got financial planning software that is second to none. We've got at my disposal a team of attorneys that can do living trusts for us. Lots of people I talk to these days really are, there's a high level of interest in living trust to protect those assets that they have so that they can avoid probate. Many people think by just having a will, hey, I'm good to go. That's not true. If you have a will and that's all you've got, you're guaranteed to go to probate. And probate is public and costly and very lengthy. Those are three bad things that you don't want to deal with after you've lost a loved one. That's the last thing you need is those kinds of are those kinds of hassles. So, you know, Matt, we do a lot for our clients and, you know, we're going to go the extra mile to get that relationship off to the right start. And then not only once it's set up, but we're going to be here week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out to make sure that everything's going according to schedule. Because the one thing we've learned is, you know, with, and we're going to talk about inflation and some things coming up here in just a little bit. But one thing we know is that sometimes plans need to be adjusted or tweaked. And, you know, that's what we do. And we've got to be able to make those changes when we see something needs to change.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, folks, if that sounds like something that you would be interested in, getting a full retirement plan consultation, the one that Woody just spoke about, it's free. You know, it's completely free of obligation, free of any fees to be paid with this initial chat. And that's really what it is, kind of a getting to know you thing, getting to know your full financial picture and seeing if it's a good fit to work together. And you can get all of that information at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And that is advisor with an O-R, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And really, Woody, one of the main things I know that you do in your day-to-day job now is trying to give people some peace of mind and some certainty in a very uncertain world and some very uncertain economic conditions right now. You mentioned inflation there. We just got a new reading on inflation this past week. down a little bit from the month before, but still at 8.5% year over year. So that's the overall cost of goods and services going up by 8.5% since last year in the month of July. So it's still a thing and people are still suffering because of it. So it's like, you know, how do you plan for your retirement when you don't know how much stuff's going to cost in, you know, a year from now? It's kind of, it's very uncertain.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, historically, financial advisors and fiduciaries, we've used, you know, kind of a 3% model has been the rule of thumb almost for inflation. But, you know, certainly over the last 12 months, we've seen that that's not the case. And, you know, the 8.5% you mentioned was slightly below the 8.7 that they expected for overall inflation year to year, year over year. So the market did get a really good bounce on Wednesday, which is fantastic. But, you know, two key things in the inflation numbers that I want to mention: food prices. Okay. Everybody has to eat. I don't care how much money you've got in the bank or don't have in the bank, you still have to eat. Food prices year over year up 13.1% for the month of July. That number is staggering and affects every one of us, no matter where you're at. The second part is core inflation. Core inflation was up 5.9%, and that number does not include food or gas prices. Okay. Wow. So fortunately, for the last month and a half, plus or minus, we've seen a very slow decrease in gas prices per gallon. Slowly, still has a long way to go to be back where it should be. But also, food prices are not excluded or not included in core inflation. So core inflation is almost 6%. That is a ginormous number. So that, along with the food price, is very troubling, because people, you know, as they get closer to retirement, or if they're in the middle of their working career and they have families, the food prices are very real. Every time they open their wallet, they go to Kroger, they go to ClickList, they have them delivered, whatever they're doing, people buying groceries everywhere. You got people making multiple trips to go to the grocery store. That'll give them the best deal on certain things, as long as they can afford the gas to get there. So look, inflation is unfortunately not going anywhere right now. Is the Fed on track? I would like to believe that. I read this week that Chicago Federal Reserve Chairman Charles Evans said this. He said it on Wednesday, as a matter of fact. The Federal Reserve needs to raise rates from the current 2.25 to 2.5% range, where they're at currently, to 3.25 to 3.5% by the end of 2022, and to possibly 3.75 to 4% by the end of next year, 2023. So the Federal Reserve has no intention of letting off the brakes on raising rates. Personally, I think that's a good thing. So the question will be, we still have a pretty good job market. And so the question will be whether it'll be a soft landing, so to speak, or a hard landing. And, you know, all these factors, you know, affect everybody that are on my clients, that are my clients as of right now. And of course, all the other listeners out there that are not clients yet, you know, you're still affected every day by these prices and by this stubborn inflation. And a lot of it is created by policy decisions that have been made over the last 18 months. So I don't care what your politics are the facts. When you make certain policy decisions to do certain things with energy and where it comes from and whether it comes from our country or somewhere else, and you create different sets of guides, those things are going to affect prices. And that's what people need to realize.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons, you know, we have that core inflation reading to begin with, is because that doesn't include energy prices, because they're so volatile. So it sort of gets rid of that, and food prices, which can be volatile as well. And so it gives you a little bit better idea of how the overall economy is doing as far as inflation goes when you exclude those two categories. So yeah, it's a highly volatile thing anyway, like in normal times, and we're not in normal times economically right now. It's probably just about the weirdest economy that we've seen in a while.
It is. I wish this economy would go back into the closet and hide again for a few years. But right now we're stuck with it, and we're going to keep moving and grooving because there's a lot of great things that we've got going on at the Buckeye Advisor to help people, you know, to prepare for retirement, to save money now, to save money over time. And then, you know, once they have those assets accumulated, we're going to come up with great strategies to protect those hard-earned assets, you know, so we're going to make them last a lifetime and also possibly help them prepare for the next generation of that wealth being transferred over. And that's all part of our process. You know, we're going to create something that's tax efficient. If we can create tax-free income, if we can use a Roth IRA strategy, we can use, you know, universal life insurance, a combination of things to maximize the tax efficiency, you know, for our clients, because even though tax is a three-letter word, it should be a four-letter word for most people because we all hate them.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. The IRS is no one's friend that they want coming over and sticking their hand in the pocket, you know. But yeah, there is hope, even though it is a confusing time, and there is help that is available. And so that is really what the show is all about. Well, the show is also about helping our listeners with some financial wisdom. And we like to share that throughout the show, but particularly in one part of it, which is our quote of the week. So let's share our quote of the week right now with our listeners. Woody, this one comes from Warren Buffett, who's a guy who knows a thing or two about making money. And he says, quote, "If you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die." I love that.
He did. And, you know, it's just another one of his vast array of quotes that sound simple to do, but in real life and in really trying to, you know, activate that, it's not always easily done. And, yeah. You know, people put off one of the biggest human traits that cause them to suffer in retirement and getting ready for it is procrastination. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about that before, and the fact that people will push off making sacrifices that can help them get ready for retirement in a better way, whether it be participation in their 401k plan, increasing that as they get older. You know, after age 50, you're given some leeway as far as catch-up provisions. Even if you have a traditional 401k or a traditional IRA or Roth IRA, you're allowed to contribute a higher amount each year if you're over 50. So if people are in that situation and they don't feel like they've got enough saved for retirement, now is the time. Do not put it off. Warren Buffett would tell you, and Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, and Matt McClure, we would all tell you, don't put it off. Do it now and do it regularly, and you will be happy that you did it later on.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, and that's the thing, too. I always say, you know, it's never too early, but it can definitely be too late to start thinking about these things, you know. So you want to do it while you can and while you are thinking about it. And as I said, you know, that's what you're here for. That's what we're here for on the show, is to help people along in that process. And one of the things that I'm excited about this week, Woody, is we're actually starting a series here on the show. And it's called the Smart Retirement Plan series. And this is based on a lot of different sort of categories of being smart about your money and about your planning. And so talk about that a little bit, about what a smart retirement plan really is for folks.
You know, really, Matt, it's something that's near and dear to our hearts. But, you know, smart retirement, you know, you've got to start as early as you can and as early as your resources will allow you. You know, that's certainly part of the equation. You know, where are you getting your information about retirement? You know, with the internet, and, you know, according to surveys that I've seen, 26% of people get their financial education just from high school classes. And of course, there's not enough financial education classrooms in high school today. There should definitely be more. I'm a big advocate of that, learning early how to handle a checkbook, how to save money, how to pay bills. 22% of people get their information from parents and family. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've run into people over the last 12 years where they said Uncle Joe or Uncle Jack or Aunt Jane – told me I should do this. So that's why I'm doing it. So if they do it, it must be right, you know? But God love them. It's not always the best thing for their situation.
Right. Right. You know, what's good for Uncle Joe or whomever is not necessarily the best thing for you. So it may have worked for them. It may have worked for them great, but number one, times have changed probably since Uncle Joe was doing his financial thing and you're not Uncle Joe.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the part, you know, you've got age differences. You've got different situations altogether. You've got people that, you know, Uncle Joe may not have his house paid off and might have $1 million in the bank. And, you know, you may be in a way different situation. So certainly I'm an advocate of reducing debt as quickly as possible, not a fan of high credit card interest rates. You know, I understand and I'm all about using a credit card to go out and buy a new piece of furniture or washing machine or refrigerator. Use the 90-day same as cash or 6 months same as cash option. Or, you know, I bought a nice sofa last year and I got 12 months same as cash.
Wow.
You know, I paid 12 months and it's done.
Yeah.
But they're capitalizing on the fact that most people won't pay it off in the 12 months.
Yeah.
Then you get the big, huge lump sum of interest at 25-27% chunk. Then you're paying on the interest, and it's just a vicious cycle. So
it compounds, absolutely.
You know, reducing debt's a huge thing, but, you know, everybody's situation is unique. So just because they're a friend or a relative doesn't mean that their situation matches with yours. So, you know, people need an objective opinion to understand, hey, this is where we're going. Am I on the right track to retire? Well, I don't know that unless I know how much you want at retirement, or I need to know your lifestyle at retirement. You know, is your lifestyle going to be about the same? Is it going to be a lot more travel? Is it going to be a lot less of everything because you just want to downsize and read books by the pool all day? You know, everybody's ideal retirement's different. Yeah. And, you know, so all of those things are going to be taken into account in our Smart Retirement Plan series, because we really want to emphasize the you, Y-O-U, in the whole part of the equation. Because if it's created for you and there's a mutual buy-in, there's a mutual agreement with me and with you that this plan makes sense, then, you know, that's what we want. We want everybody on the same page. And then we're going to be all rowing the boat in the same direction. And then we get to the goals that we want to accomplish.
Yeah, which of course is the goal. And you know, what that same survey that you were just talking about a minute ago there, Woody, the thing that bothered me about it was that only 7% of people in that survey said that they were educated from a financial advisor, which is a bit disturbing, because I think that everybody, you know, should at least explore having a financial advisor, no matter your particular situation. You don't have to have, you know, $5 million in the bank or anything like that to get advice on how to invest and how to make sure that you are set up for a successful, and as we're going to talk about today and in the weeks to come, smart retirement.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think there is an illusion that financial advisors are only looking for people that have a certain level of income. And for some of the wirehouse, big time Wall Street firms, that is true. Unless you have $500,000, you're not going to get face to face with a financial advisor with some of the big banks out there, some of the, you know, bigger Wall Street investment firms. And that's just the way it is. If you have less than that, you can work with an advisor by telephone and that's it. Why would you want to do that? You know, most of my clients have probably between $50,000 and $500,000, most of them. There are a couple of examples on both sides of that. But there's so many areas that I can help people and advise people and potentially work with them. You know, I would advise people, don't be hung up on the fact that you don't have a boatload of money, because there's so many areas that I help people in. And, you know, if I don't have the ability to help you, you know, there's a good chance that I will be able to refer you to someone, you know, on a referral partner basis that may be able to provide assistance that I can't. But there's not very many things that I don't do, Matt. And, you know, that's a good thing. I wear a lot of different hats, but it kind of makes me a one-stop shop. And most of my clients, you know, do that. They have many things that they do with me, and that's the part about it. It's an easy for them. If they have a question, they call one number, and that's me at 937-974-6201. I answer the phone or I call them back quick, and then we hash out the issue. But don't be mistaken, I've got a lot of professionals working with me behind the scenes to make sure everything goes smoothly.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, it is the Buckeye Advisor. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com is the website. And as you just heard Woody say there, 937-974-6201 is the phone number. Well, actually just about time for us to take our first break of the program here, Woody, but we're going to come back after this break. We'll actually share a little bit about some scams that our listeners need to avoid that are out there. We'll do that first thing on the other side, and then we'll continue our Smart Retirement Plan series and our discussion today, starting with smart vision. What is a smart vision for your retirement? It's really kind of how you have to start off, right? Having that vision of where you want to go. So we'll talk about that on the other side of this break. This is the Buckeye Advisor. Stick around. We've got lots more to come in the second half of the show.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes from the Biden administration, and how it could affect your future in retirement? Then tune into The Buckeye Advisor with Woody Bowling to learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. The Buckeye Advisor, every Saturday at 10 a.m. on 94.5 FM, The Answer. Protect your hard-earned money today and schedule your free, no-obligation consultation now at TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is The Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure here alongside Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor himself. Of course, the name of the show is The Buckeye Advisor. The website is TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. And you can give Woody a call at 937-974-6201. You know, you can also get us as a podcast, Woody. It's anywhere, really, that you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, Spotify, all the big places. Just search for The Buckeye Advisor there. Well, and of course, Woody, it's time for everyone's favorite part of the show.
Some people roll the dice. Some people roll their eyes. It's the dad joke of the week.
Yep, that is right, Woody. Here's the dad joke of the week. Lay it on us.
Matt, I'm excited to bring another dad joke of the week to the listening audience. And I know many people do tune in for this, in addition to all the great advice and great things we give people. The question would be for you, Matt, how do you follow Will Smith in the snow?
Okay. It might be something to do with a slap here. I don't know. How do you follow Will Smith in the snow?
You simply follow the fresh prince. Ba-da-ba. Yeah, you're right. Will has been infamous lately for his slap of Chris Rock at the awards show. But, you know, many people remember Will Smith as the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So
that's right.
A little play on words, a little play on spelling, but, you know, another successfully executed dad joke of the week.
That's right. It fits the bill. Absolutely. That's great. I love it. Oh, all right. Well, as hard as it is to move on from the dad joke of the week, I mean, we could just do a whole hour of dad jokes and I'd be a happy camper, but we're going to talk about some more to do with your finances. And actually, Woody, some great advice, I think, here for folks. I actually just put together this piece about some scams to avoid. There's a new list out of the biggest sort of online scams that especially seniors can be vulnerable to here in 2022. So I'm going to play this now. We'll listen to it. We'll come back and chat about it on the other side. This is a little look at some of the biggest scams to avoid out there.
No matter what you do, there's always someone looking to separate you from your hard-earned and hard-saved cash. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Online scams are nothing new.
things like fake Craigslist ads or emails from a Nigerian prince offering you his fortune in exchange for a couple $1,000s of your own money have been around for years. But the scams do keep changing as scammers' tactics evolve. AARP recently released its list of red hot scams in 2022. One of the newest came in at the top of the list. The Google Voice scam. Here's how it works. If you're selling something online and include your phone number for people to reach out, a bad actor could call and say they want to make sure you aren't a scammer. They'll then tell you that you're about to receive a Google verification code. What's really happening is they're opening up a Google Voice account in your name so they can pose as you while cheating others out of their money. AARP says to avoid this one, don't ever give out verification codes to anyone. Another one on the list involves fake jobs. Scammers will get your information from an online resume and contact you with a fake job offer. Then they'll ask for payment for things like supposed home office setup fees. This one's similar to income scams that make big promises for easy money but don't deliver.
Here's the reality. There's no such thing as a guaranteed way to make money. If you see an offer like that, it's a scam, period. The FTC has sued and shut down lots of companies that have made fake claims like that.
Rhonda Perkins is an attorney with the Federal Trade Commission.
So before you invest in a program that says you'll make a lot of money, stop. Take your time and do your research. Be skeptical about success stories and testimonials. Also, check with your state attorney general's office.
Also on the AARP list, rental assistance scams, fake Amazon employees, cryptocurrency ATM payments, imposters offering to settle your tax debt, fake emails that look like they're from a friend asking for a gift card payment, and demands through money transfer apps like Venmo or Cash App. With any of these, it's essential that you verify the identity of the person you're speaking to, never give your personal information to anyone you don't know, and if necessary, report it to the authorities. So, are you prepared to protect your money from online scams? That's a key question to consider as you try to grow your wealth for retirement. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
So yeah, Woody, a lot of scams there that are out there, some that I had never even heard of before. And that's kind of the point, right? You know, the scammers keep changing their tactics because the email from the Nigerian prince, sort of wore out its welcome a long time ago. People picked up on that.
Oh my God, Matt. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I had a client who shall remain nameless three years ago that I literally had a conversation with, who told me that they were approached through Facebook, through a message, through someone that appeared to be one of their friends on Facebook, someone they used to go to church with. And they said that this message came from their friend that they used to go to church with. And they said, hey, I don't know if you've heard about this, but I won $150,000 and all I had to do was pay a small fee to claim it. So this person, $1,500 later, had lost the $1,500 or was about ready to, and a family member actually caught on and fortunately was able to intervene.
Thankfully.
But, you know, if these idiots that do these scams would actually put as much time and effort into a legal job and creating their own company that did something legally to help the good of mankind instead of trying to steal from people, you know, these people could be successful. I just don't get it. Like, put your talent to use for something good versus something evil. I just don't get it. But that's, I'll jump off my soapbox for now so we can move on.
No, I'm there with you on the soapbox. You're gonna have to scoot over and we'll both stand on it, because that's absolutely right. I mean, obviously they're creative, they're talented, so to put that skill set to good use instead of, you know, taking other people's money away from them, you know, learn how to make your own money legally. But yes, that's absolutely right. So that's a look at that and some good advice on how to avoid those scams. Just if it sounds too good to be true, probably is. Well, we're gonna continue now, Woody. We're starting our Smart Retirement Plan series today, and we talked about a little bit about what a smart retirement plan is. That's, you know, making sure you have all of your ducks in a row, making sure that you work with someone who can put the pieces together for you and help you along that path. The first kind of step, though, that we want to talk about in putting together an actual plan, a smart retirement plan, is smart vision, because you got to know where you're going, right?
Yeah, you do. I mean, ultimately, for all those folks that are listening, you know, some people might be listening, they're just sitting at home on a Saturday morning drinking coffee out on the patio, maybe enjoying the day. Some of them might be driving to Home Depot. somebody might be going to, you know, the grocery store. You've got a vision before you get to Home Depot of what you want, or to the grocery store. You have a list of what you want. So, you know, what I see is people don't always have a list, or they don't have a plan. So to go along with that vision, you know, you've got to start creating that vision as early as you can. Doesn't matter what age, as long as you actually do it. So, you know, you got to think about, what are you going to do during your retirement years? You know, how active are you going to be? Do you have kids close by? Do you have kids and grandchildren in multiple states away that's going to require more travel to get there more often? So, you know, who are you with? Are you going to be by yourself at some point? Because if you're a married couple, eventually someone's going to pass, unfortunately. So do you have a plan in place for those assets to pass in a tax-free or a tax-efficient manner? Do you have a living trust, perhaps, that you might need one if you have any decent level of assets? That's something you should be asking yourself. What are your goals? Now, how much money? You know, a lot of people, the first couple of years out of retirement, they actually spend more money, Matt, than they do their last couple of years before retirement, because the excitement of being retired, extra travels involved, extra vacations, more food out, dining out. So all those things, where's the money going to come from? Let's say you get Social Security, which is never intended to be your sole source of retirement income, but for many people, unfortunately, it is.
Yeah.
And that's a tough thing to do. Companies many years ago went away from defined pension plans, where you work there 30 years and you got a guaranteed pension plus your Social Security. You know, so they threw it all the responsibility on their employees, and all of our listeners that have been working and that are still working, it's your responsibility to save through your 401k, 403b, whatever the case is. So all that has to be part of your vision. And, you know, and I've also got people that, you know, when they retire from their primary job, and some in their late 50s, they launched their own business
because
they had another vision. And that vision was to get out of the grind, get out of clocking in every day from this time to this time, and they want to do their own thing. And that's exciting. Yeah. And in the age of the internet, a lot of people can do that. And look, they're not looking to break new sales records, but they're looking to make money, and maybe that business is going to grow from 1 to 10 people. That's a good thing. It's good for our economy. It's good for their income, for their family, for their heirs and beneficiaries. And it's great to have plans like this. So having that vision, fine tuning it, and then maybe having someone come in like myself and say, look, some of this is realistic to expect you can do. Some of it may be a little on the aggressive side, but if it happens, it happens. But, you know, sometimes, as they say, you've got to hope for the best, but plan for the worst.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is something that we need to keep in mind.
Yeah, 100%. You always have to be prepared. You know, as you say, hope for the best, you know, but prepare for the unknown and for the worst case scenario. You've got to have all of those kind of scenarios prepared for. Because as you say, somebody, if you are, you know, married or you have a, you know, a partner or a someone who you share your life with, let's say, and you are, you know, living with them on into your retirement years. Yeah. Someone is going to pass likely before the other. And so you got to have a plan for that. You've got to have a plan for how much you're going to budget. You've got to have a plan for all these different things. So getting that smart vision in place is really the first step in this smart retirement plan process, because it gives you that look at where you want to go. You got to have that idea in your mind of where you want to go before you can then take the step of, okay, how do I start getting there? And sort of as you were saying a minute ago, and as we said earlier in the show, and it must be important because we said it a couple of times, then unless we just like to repeat ourselves, as you said a little bit earlier, it doesn't matter how early, just start doing it, start getting in that mode.
Yeah, it's not easy, Matt. And, you know, I'm in my mid 50s, my wife's in her early 50s, and it's a tough conversation for people to have, to sit down and actually say, this is where we want to be. This is how much income we want to create at retirement. This is how much money we need to get there, and what kind of return we need to expect or average over that next period of time. We want to have the house paid off by this date. Okay, by the way, what happens? I'm the primary wage earner in our family. So what happens to her if I die?
Yeah.
She needs to understand everything involved in that process. Those are not easy conversations. People don't like to talk about negative things. You know, a lot of advisors won't call their clients when the market's declining because they don't want to be the bearer of, you know, have a discussion that's bad news, so to speak. So, you know, being able to get those through those discussions this year with my clients, you know, in my opinion, brought us closer.
Yeah.
It made my clients and myself appreciate each other that much more, because to have that honest dialogue that's open and where both sides hear each other, and for you to know as a client that I'm here to hold your hand through the good times and the bad times, you know, that's part of teamwork, and that's what we want. And that's part of a successful long-term relationship, whether it's advisor, client, husband, wife, you know, whatever the case may be, that's what you want for, you know, retirement planning.
Absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth right there, Woody. That's absolutely 100% right. And, you know, a lot of people, I was sort of, when I saw this survey, it was from GoBankingRates.com. It actually shows that a third of Americans don't think they know enough about retirement. I would say that that number is probably actually a lot larger than a third of Americans not knowing enough about retirement, because we saw that that other number that we shared earlier, where only 7% of people have said that they had learned something from working with a financial advisor. So, you know, I would say that that number is something that's a lot larger. So here, this sort of leads us into this kind of the next step of everything. And that is finding someone to work with who can inspect your financial situation and assess it, right? So a smart inspection is kind of this next step in this smart retirement plan, because I know for myself anyway, and I'm sure it's true for a lot of others, I can't do it myself. I think I would get overwhelmed if I tried to sit down and look at everything, you know, with a fine tooth comb and say, okay, what do I want to do? Where do I want to invest? What do I want to have my money in? I'm the kind of person, I think a lot of other people are too, I need somebody to say, okay, let's gather our thoughts, let's take a look at it, we'll sit back and we'll discuss what you want to accomplish, what we just said, where that vision leads you, and then we'll figure out how to get there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I think about it, I'm the I like to think of myself as the financial quarterback for my clients. And, you know, a quarterback in football really is directing the entire offense. And the quarterback is looked at as the leader and as the person that's got the most respected voice in the huddle, and usually the only voice in the huddle, except you do hear some people on the offense chiming in probably and say, hey, I was open, look at me, okay? But ultimately, as the financial quarterback for my clients, you know, like you said, people want to procrastinate, they want to put things off. They feel overwhelmed. I don't think I can get that granular and do a monthly budget. You need to do a monthly budget. You need to have it. You need to get close to an entire monthly budget. If some people say, well, I don't want to calculate the number of tubes of toothpaste that I buy during the year. Maybe you don't need to get that in depth. Okay. But you need to get a very good idea of how much money is going out each month versus how much is coming in. And do you have a surplus or a gap? That's the issue that needs to be resolved. And, you know, the other thing, Matt, is people get comfortable. Maybe their mom, you know, I've got clients where their mom and dad had an advisor and, you know, they inherited some money from mom and dad and the money stayed at that place. And, you know, it's like, well, I don't know if I should change. Mom and dad had that advisor. Well, you know, I can safely say that sometimes change is a good thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you do account reviews, you know, you need to look at the performance. You know, do you know what your account did over the last 12 months, what it did over the last 36 months or 5 years? So how much are you making on your savings account? I mean, if you've got a lot of money in savings and you can still get away with a smaller amount in savings, but make the rest of that savings work in a more robust manner by having it in a tax deferred vehicle that's going to be principal protected, like a fixed indexed annuity, what's wrong with that? You know, nothing. We're going to look at the 401ks. We're going to give you advice. Where does it need to be if you're 55 years old or you're 60 years old or, you know, whatever the case may be? Where do we want to fine tune that 401k to make sure it's going to accomplish what you want it to accomplish over the next few years until you're ready to call it quits in the workforce or relaunch your own business when you're ready to retire and step away? You know, the account review, big part of what we do. We're going to really x-ray it. We're going to really look through it, and we're going to make sure that, you know, we want it to be fee efficient as well. Sometimes, you know, the fees are the fees, and there's fees in mutual funds and in 401ks and IRAs that are hidden sometimes that people don't know about, but they're definitely there. And, you know, that's part about the education process that I try to to help people with as well. You know, so we talk about fees, we talk about performance. If you've got a variable annuity, you know, you definitely, I would recommend getting a look at that, having that reviewed by myself. I can tell you quickly, usually about how much you're paying in fees. And if I can't tell you, we're going to call the company, put them on speakerphone. And I've done this time after time. We put that variable mutual, the variable annuity company on the phone. We put them on speaker. I'm sitting there with the client and we find out they're paying 4%, 4.5%, 3.5% fees annually, which act as a big drag on the overall return of that variable annuity. So trust me when I say that, I've done it many times and people, like I can see people's eyes get big when they hear that fee number. And I can see couples look at each other and say, wow, our advisor didn't tell us that.
Right.
Because they don't.
Yeah.
They don't talk about it. So, you know, they're being sold a product versus being explained the benefits, the pros and the cons of that product. They're being sold that product by someone who is not a fiduciary like me. And they're simply given a product, a commodity, and they're told it's going to do this and this. And most of the time, it's not going to accomplish what they actually need it to accomplish. And, you know, especially in this period of a down market that we've had since December of 21, people now need a financial quarterback more than ever, especially when it comes to returns, tax planning, Roth IRAs, all kinds of things, because they're not always appropriate for everybody. But once we have the initial discussion and information gathering session, that's when we're going to be able to tell, does it make sense to consider, which strategies does it make sense to use and to propose? Because they're not all right for everybody. Yeah. It's not a one size fits all.
Yeah, exactly. That was what we were talking about that with our Uncle Joe illustration earlier. You know, what was good for Uncle Joe might not be good for you. And that's very true. It's not a one size fits all kind of a situation. And a big part of this, you know, sort of inspection as well is life insurance coverage. And I think sometimes people might overlook that if they're thinking about, oh, well, investments, I'm investing for my own retirement. Life insurance not only is a big benefit that, you know, could help your family after you pass, it's also something that can be used to your advantage while you're still alive. It's not just death insurance anymore, right? It's truly life insurance.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, that's, I couldn't have said it better, because, you know, there are universal life policies out there that will create a very rapid cycle of growth on the premiums that are put into it. And, you know, depending on your age and when you set that plan up, it can be several years down the road before it's going to accumulate enough to really make a substantial difference and be able to create that tax-free income. I mean, let's be honest about it. If you're 65 years old, you're not going to get the bang for your buck out of that. You'll get the death benefit, but you might be more efficient by doing it with a different policy, but we don't know. Naturally, we'd have to look at the options available to us. So people have all kinds of life insurance policies out there. I know exactly how they work, whether it be whole life, whether it be universal life. I've replaced a lot of policies that were universal life policies that were sold to people 25 years ago. They were sold when the interest rates were sky high. They were told they were going to be worth a gazillion dollars at retirement at age, you know, 30, 35 years. And truth be told, they have no cash value or very little cash value, dwindling now. So, you know, when you have an expert that knows how to discern between life insurance policies, you know, you may be in the greatest life insurance policy since sliced bread. And I have run into a few of those. And for those people, I simply have one sentence: do not ever replace this life insurance policy. Keep it forever.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, life insurance can be for that tax-free death benefit. What people don't realize is, you know, if they leave their children a couple $100,000 each, or $100,000, that money goes into that child's income. And guess what? They pay on that, yeah, taxes. So if you've got money in your IRA, your 401k that's being left to your kids, don't forget about, you can leave tax-free money to the kids to help offset that tax that's coming.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, the two things we say you can't avoid are death and taxes. And, you know, it's a double whammy when you lose a loved one, yeah, and you're stuck with a tax bill in the same year.
Right.
And it's an unpleasant surprise for 99.9% of the people out there, because they don't know it's coming and they don't understand it. You know, they're like, why, you know, why am I stuck with this large tax bill of several thousand dollars? Well, it's because you inherited several thousand dollars.
Right.
And, you know, so it's those conversations like that are what makes a difference. And understanding when life insurance is proper to use and getting the best, you know, I'm working with probably a half a dozen or more life insurance companies all the time. It's just a situation. We're going to make the insurance companies compete for your business, and the ones that make the best offer are going to earn that business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know, there's a lot more here to discuss as we continue on with our series about smart retirement planning. But we're actually just about to get to the end of the show here, Woody. I'm every week I seem to be surprised at how fast it goes by. This week is definitely no different in that particular arena. But remind the folks, if you will, before we go, how to get in touch with you, and just a little bit about what that initial, absolutely free consultation is like.
Yeah, Matt, it's unbelievable how quickly the time's gone today. But you know, the BuckeyeAdvisor.com, and that's ADVISOR, advisor with an OR.com, or call me at 937-974-6201. I'm going to have some updates on my website very shortly that'll be a little more interactive, so people can jump on and do a couple of things there that I'll tell you about soon. So, you know, look, we're looking to help people. We've been doing it for over 12 years as an independent fiduciary advisor. When you do better, I do better for your investment accounts. We've got a lot of unique strategies and stories that we can tell people about. And when you have a holistic planner that's going to work with you on everything from living trusts to Medicare to life insurance to investments and to safe money strategies, you know, and tax efficiency, you know, that's the name of the game. So, you know, Matt, that's my goal every week, is to let people know that there are sources like me as a fiduciary advisor available for them to talk to.
And that is the message. And that, of course, folks, is what it is all about. There is a plan that is possible for you to have. Smart retirement planning is what our series is about here on the Buckeye Advisor, and we'll continue it next weekend. Well, Woody, it's been a lot of fun, sir, and a very, very informative show. We will continue it, as I say, next time around, just about a week from now. I'll see you at this same bat time, same bat channel, huh?
I like that reference, Matt, and I hope you have a great rest of your Saturday, as well as all of our listeners out there. Listen to us on the podcast or the radio. We thank you for your time as well, and God bless everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist.